There's people on the internet who don't like us. Do you consider them enemies?
Yes.
You do?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's up, you guys? And what about school? But don't worry, everything is cool. I'm your host, Jalissa. And of course, I'm here with the boys, Steve and Brandon. Say what's up, you guys.
What's up?
And how y'all doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. We're switching it up. I'm sitting over here now. Yeah. We're always evolving. We're always changing. How are you doing?
We're just too lazy to move the chair.
We are maybe too lazy.
How do y'all feel about the setup, though?
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Is this a better one?
Yeah, what does the audience think?
Should we keep Brandon by himself now?
Yeah. Separated? It looks like you're the teacher.
Isolated?
Go ahead, teach me something, bro. tell me a fact that I don't know. I bet you do have one, for sure.
A fact that you don't
know. I know for a fact you probably do have a fact.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. It's not a fact, but I was thinking about it. You played Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Do you remember when in one of the missions when Arthur helps the Native American tribe, specifically the chief? Mm-hmm. I think his name's Rain Falls. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like the part where he says, "Even sacred things are just things."
Wow.
I think about that a lot.
Wow.
When like I'm mad about something.
Like, I like that.
Like when I'm mad about something that I like, I'm like, even sacred things are just things.
You know what? I fuck with that. Julie, go ahead. Tell me a fact. Oh, no. What were you going to say?
I was going to be like, give me a surprising fact about you.
About me?
Mm-hmm. What's something the audience doesn't know, bro?
Something the audience doesn't know? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Or something I don't know.
Yeah, you used to have blonde hair?
I did used to have blonde hair. Didn't you?
I feel like we talked about that.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. I feel like you posted a picture of me with blonde hair.
Have I?
All right.
It was before. All right, next one.
But like, wouldn't you guys know more? Like, because I'm like, I don't know. What don't they know?
Oh, what are you going to say?
No, I was going to be like, you have to say what you think is a surprising fact about
what you. What I think is a surprising fact about me?
Yeah.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Wow.
I think everybody I talk to is always telling me, like, put me on a podcast. I'm like, bro, I don't listen.
You pretentious fuck.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen...
Do you listen to them, bro?
Of course I listen to them. Todo Chido first, easily.
But like you have to listen to us because we edit the show. Yeah. That's why when people say, well, you listen to yourself, I'm like, yeah, but like I kind of have to.
You know what's interesting? Have you seen that people listen to AI podcasts now?
No.
People listen to AI podcasts of anything. And there was this clip of this dude where he's like, when my AI podcast forgets that it's AI. And he's like doing like his work. And then the AI starts coughing. Sorry, excuse me. What? You haven't seen it? Never seen it. He's like, what the fuck just happened?
Are you sure that's AI? How do they know that's actually AI though?
But I remember in, I think it happened in India. There was like a news story that broke a couple months ago about how this like startup company that started their own AI got exposed. That they don't have AI, that it's literally an entire group of people that they hired to like answer people's questions. Mm-hmm. And so people were saying that they wouldn't be surprised if this is actually like a thing that's more common in the world where people think they're talking to AI, but they are actually talking to a person.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It happened. It happened in a completely different part of the world.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's too... I'm pretty sure it's just
the only time I've seen people say AI podcast is when though you can put like if you're studying like material, you could put it into like an AI and it'll turn what you're studying into a podcast. Mm. Which I'm like at that point just fucking read it, no? Like
I don't know, no. But people are lazy.
I don't know. I guess that's the thing with podcasts. Where I feel like I would just tune out. Like I'd be like I just hear like talking and then
I do listen to some podcasts, like but I
like who.
I can't reveal. I can't reveal my own personal thing. I need a gatekeep.
Does it rhyme with Bo Bogan?
No, it does not rhyme with Bo Bogan. That's a good one though. I used to when I was falling into the alt-right pipeline.
You used to tap into
some, Bo Bogan.
Some Bo Bogan.
What else is like a common I do listen a little bit to what's called Call Her Daddy.
That
one's not bad. I do like some of the local ones.
You know, that's one of those ones where I'm like, I found out about that one. Like, I had heard about it. Mm-hmm. But I'd never seen it. But then when I saw it, like, on my TikTok, I was like, I did not know it had that much motion. Because they had, like...
They're, like, I think, like, one of the biggest
Goodall.
Problems.
She had Jane Goodall. I was like, oh, shit.
That's where... I think that's where Chappelle Rowan?
Chapel Roan.
We say Chappelle.
Chapel Roan.
I think that's where she said the famous, like... like
the Democratic
Party. Yeah.
It's where she said... I don't have time to be political.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucking pop star. That's her.
Something like that.
Yeah. But I was going to say, have you ever seen Friends, the show?
No. Not
every time you mention that you don't watch podcasts, it reminds me of this one specific moment in Friends where Joey's like the actor, right? He's like an aspiring actor. And he's finally getting like his big break. He's going to be on this soap opera called The Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
And so I think People Magazine is going to do an interview with him. And so he's really nervous. He's like, he doesn't want to say anything stupid because obviously in the show he is stupid.
Yeah.
And in the show, they do the interview. As they're doing the interview, it's all going great. Like, he had nothing to be nervous about. And the interview ends. She's walking away and she's like, oh, actually, I do have one more question for you. Because obviously, you know, you're on the show. I'm sure some people are going to want to know, like, what are some soap operas that you watch? And he's like, soap operas? I don't watch any soap operas. Come on, I got a life. And he's like, oh, interesting. And then
he loses.
Yeah, he basically gets canceled for it. But every time you say it, it always reminds me of that scene.
I have seen clips of Friends, I always think Ross is the funniest one.
But Ross is David Schwimmer?
Apparently people say Ross is their least favorite. But I think he's really funny.
Julie? Like Chandler.
R.I.P.
I feel like I would like Chandler, Ross, then Joey.
I just.
Or if you want to include all of them.
I like Ross's style of humor.
Yeah.
I just think he's really funny.
His face is funny.
It's because he likes dinosaurs. Yeah, he's like you.
He's a paleontologist.
There's this one, I think it was just playing. You know how Friends is like on every fucking channel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on Nickelodeon. It's also like on ABC.
It's like on TBS.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
There's this one episode playing where I guess Monica's parents don't like Monica, or they're always like, they're always like hating on her, but not Ross.
Yeah.
And then Ross has to tell his parents like that his ex-wife is having a kid, the one that became a lesbian and divorced him, but he hasn't told them. And so basically they're going in on Monica and she's trying to get Ross to say anything, and they finally do and they're like, Monica, did you know about this? and then I just thought that was funny.
Oh yeah, like, you, why didn't you tell us about this,
Monica?
They still somehow blame her.
Yeah,
but also a quick sidebar, right. Happy Halloween, everybody! I mean, it's not Halloween per se when this episode comes out, but
Halloween
is the day after.
It's our Halloween episode.
Yeah, this is our Halloween episode, so things are about to get spooky. I'm a manifest that a ghost appears.
What's your scariest story? And it can't be a repeat.
My scariest story? When I was a kid, eighth grade, I remember I woke up to the house shaking. I've told this story like a million times. I said
it can't be a repeat.
I had a nightmare last night. I have nightmares most nights, though, if I'm being honest. But I kind of like it. You get used to it. You don't get used to it, but you you learn to live with it. You learn to cope.
You're like a Redditor. Like, it's actually pretty interesting, actually. I only dream about bad things.
It's just like a glimpse into my twisted mind.
Yeah, that's you.
No, but I do have nightmares a lot. I've said this since I was like a kid.
I remember as a kid, I saw what I thought was a flying saucer. But I think, I don't know. I assume as a kid, you just hallucinate more.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Because I remember it was at my birthday party. I was like maybe like 10. And my dad used to have this truck, an old truck from like the 70s, like a GMC. And I would just sit in the trunk like all the time because I thought it was cool. And I remember looking up, it was like 8 or 9. I mean 6 or 7. And there's like this, there's like this triangle.
This food.
There's like this triangle shaped thing like above, like, and it looked maybe like, from a kid perspective, I thought like 100 feet up. I don't know. I could have been fucking like 5 feet up and I'm just a dumb kid. And it was just kind of going slow and spinning. And it had, like, have you ever seen those, like, 80s movies where they have those lights that go like this?
Yeah.
But they're, like, squares?
Yeah, it's, like...
On each side of it, it had, like, green lights doing that. And I remember it was slowly spinning. And I remember as a kid, I remember I was, like, trying to be, like...
like curse.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember nobody was listening to me because, I mean, I was a kid. Maybe everybody was drunk. And then I was like, and then when I look back, it was gone. And then I still think about that. But what I think of it, I think I was just hallucinating.
You know what's weird? I was recently thinking about that too. When I was a kid, I feel like I saw shit like that all the time. Yeah. And I was like, it must have been my imagination was just going crazy.
Or either I saw it or I was hallucinating. That's my only explanation.
Or we saw it, yeah. Or we saw it. Like, I remember, like, this one time in high school. I mean, I consider high school still being a kid. I was pretty young. I cut myself, like, on some barbed wire. Yeah. And I remember, like, clearly seeing that, like, I slashed, like, my hand. And then I, like, scrunched it, like, super, super hard. And I don't know if maybe it was this weird and medical thing. Yeah, I did. I swear to you. I swear to God. Whatever. Julie, you never had anything like that?
Scary?
Yeah. What's the scariest story you've ever experienced? It's spooky season, bro. We have to.
Damn, I don't know.
Nothing scary ever happens to you?
No.
Do you remember that one time we were in the living room and we heard like banging all of a sudden, like happening in the upstairs? But we were home. I know. That pause. But gross. We were the only people home. Me and Julie were the only people home. I swear to you, we were in the living room.
Right.
And we heard banging coming from upstairs.
Maybe use a different fucking word, man. We heard knocking, or I don't know.
We heard something slamming on the wall.
we heard like smashing. All right, well, we heard a noise, a thumping of sorts. of sorts coming from upstairs. And I remember Julie basically forced me to go check it out.
I was like, bro, go up there.
I was like, I remember literally getting up there, being like clenching like my fists, like being just ready. Like, I guess I'm going to just swing if I see anything. no bullshit, I was really just ready to just swing. I remember just, I already had my hands pre-clenched because obviously the few seconds I saved clenching my fists probably made a difference, right?
Oh, because you were already in position to fight.
So I remember going up there and then I opened it and it was just, I think my birthday had been around. So I think it was just a dumbass balloon I got him for my birthday. It got stuck in my fan that I left on and it was just hitting the fucking,
that was the thing. Thumping.
That was pretty scary though, huh? I was pretty scared.
I was ready for him to just shout.
Julie said that if I had shouted, she would just run out of the house.
I would have just left.
That's real.
Yeah. If you and me were hanging out late at night and I'm like, my parents are in Mexico or something. And I was like, dude, I think I hear something upstairs. I'm going to go check it out. And then I went to go check it out and you heard me scream.
Okay. I'm going to give you a real answer.
Okay.
I feel like when it comes to these situations, I feel like there's what I'm thinking I would do, but then in that situation, I don't know what I would do. Because I'm like, I feel like maybe the adrenaline would just make me run up there. So like right now, I'm probably like, I'll just run away. But I feel like the adrenaline would make me run up there.
True, huh?
Because like, I don't know. I feel like there's situations that I've been in where I'm like, I would never do that. And then
the situation happens and you're like, damn, I didn't think I was going
to
do that.
Yeah, like remember that time some guy tried to jump me?
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd end up fighting the guy, but then I just did. Right. So I was like, like if you had asked me on the podcast, like what if some dude was just hung out? I'd be like, I don't know, just leave. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like how I was telling you guys about the weed smoking story recently. I was also like, I didn't.
Which one?
I don't know.
Oh, at the park.
Yeah, at the park. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. Like, I didn't think, if you had told me something like that would have happened to me, I would just be like, I just ignore them and then just walk away. I don't know. I was going to get into a screaming match and shit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
Another spooky story that I think maybe I was just hallucinating. I think I told this one before. When I was a kid, you know how you've been in my house and there's two bathrooms?
Yeah.
There's the small one and there's the big one.
Next to the jacuzzi and
I didn't like the big one when I was a kid. It just creeped me out.
I see why.
I remember my parents would always get mad at me and they'd be like, just go use the bathroom, like use that one. And I'd be like, no, you have to go with me. I don't like that one. I remember one time they were like, just go. And I went in there and it sounded like there's someone else in the bathroom. So I thought it was my parents. Like I thought they had it. We're just like, all right, I'll go with you. And then I heard what sounded like another little kid say, hey, and then I just ran out of there. And then, again, like, Kurds a cowardly dog. I remember trying to tell my parents, like, hey, and it wouldn't come out. And then after that, I would avoid going to that bathroom for a while until I guess I just got older and I was like, I mean, I don't know, maybe I just hallucinated. Maybe that's a hallucination problem.
Maybe.
Maybe you had a gas leak.
Maybe.
Maybe you did. Maybe. Your whole life.
Maybe. I always think about those things because I'm like, oh, what is that? There has to be an explanation.
No, that's true. I have another one that was funny. This is when everybody was out of town. I don't know where, probably Mexico. I mean, where else would they be? But I remember I was the only person who was at home. And I remember this one's kind of more funny than it is scary, but I was still like, what the fuck is going on? I remember I had like spilled like water and I had no idea how. Like I had it on my counter and it spilled over. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was putting away laundry. So I was like, all right, let me clean it. Fuck, now that's another thing I got to do for my chores, whatever. And then I tried to put my shirt on a hook and I broke the fucking hook. And I was like, whatever, fuck, I'll take another one. And as I reached to get another one, my fucking closet caved in on itself. Literally, the whole thing just broke. Mm-hmm. And I remember literally out loud saying, what the fuck is going on? Because I literally was like, that's all back to back. But it was more funny because I was like, there's no fucking way that shit just broke.
Reminds me of that episode. Do you remember when there's that earthquake in George Lopez?
Oh, yeah.
And all the place almost fall on Benny?
Oh, yeah. It was literally like that.
And George says, tip over the fridge.
Bro, it was literally like that. I literally out loud, like nobody was home, you know, looked around, and I was like, what the fuck is going
for
on?
For situations like these, I wish I had the click remote.
Where I could, like, pause?
No, so I could go, like, as an adult and go see, like...
what the fuck happened?
Because then I'd either see, like, there's something there, which is or scary. It's just my little kid self just tweaking out or something.
Which is pretty scary, though.
Yeah.
It is pretty scary.
What would be scarier, bro?
Like, to go back and see, like, some shit that you didn't know whether or not it
was real. Like, let's say you went back in time and to the point of your... at the
my,
house.
My most scariest story, yeah, right? The one with my house
shaking? And you're there, and then you do actually see some crazy shit.
Bro, I literally feel like my body would leave my fucking soul.
So, given the option, would you go see it or not?
No, I would not go see it. Maybe from far away if I had. But I feel like it would do that thing. Have you guys ever seen that comic where people are like, imagine you time travel back in time to see Jesus. And as soon as
I was just going to say that.
And as soon as he sees you, he looks at you and stops speaking, I think, Hebrew. And speaks like, in perfect English. And is like, go home.
I think this kind of cringe.
But I'm just saying.
No. At first, I thought
it's
that.
It's just an exact.
No. At first, I thought that scenario was kind of cool. But then I saw a bunch of like Christian people like genuinely reposting that. And I was like, all right. Nah,
people made an animation for it too.
They did?
Yeah. To like show it.
That if you went back.
If you went back
like,
to see
home?
Jesus and he's like, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, the way they animated it is like it's Jesus like on this hill under this tree and there's a crowd of people like listening to Jesus talk and Jesus all smiling and stuff and then you see somebody wearing like a, kind of like a hood and like under it you can see it's like futuristic stuff and Jesus like smiling and talking and then he stops smiling, stops saying anything and then like the leaves start flowing and then he looks at you and is like, go home right now.
Do you remember Family Guy did that? But they say he just does this.
Oh yeah.
but what's the point of that?
It's because he's all knowing. He's God.
It's supposed to be like cosmic horror, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you go back to see God, and it actually is God. Because then
he's omnipotent.
Because then you'd come back, and you'd probably be a Christian, right? You'd be like, oh shit, Jesus is real.
Like I saw Jesus, and he is the Son of God.
Interesting.
So you think if you went back to go see those aliens, the aliens would do that?
I would just be scared of like even if happening? I was far away and they saw me, they'd be like. They'd sense me, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't. That's just, bro, that's how scary it genuinely was for me.
So given that option, you would say nah.
Yeah. I genuinely, that's like my biggest fear, is that I would go back in time and somehow they'd like see me.
That's fair.
It's funny because probably for like new listeners, they have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but it's too long of a story to tell.
Basically, he saw an alien.
I didn't say alien.
You wouldn't go back to see the drones where you guys saw the lights or whatever?
In Mexico?
That one's maybe interesting because that one I swear to you I did see
now in Mexico.
It was probably the government, bro.
Would you turn Julie to make her see?
I would.
He would drag me.
Wait,
out.
Is that what happened? Were you trying to tell Julie the courage thing?
I feel like from my memory, I do remember telling you to look,
and she just said no.
Yeah, but you were laying down.
When?
When we saw the UFOs New Year's after the New Year's party in Mexico, where
the whole family
saw except you.
I didn't want to get out. I was like, bro.
I'm like, look. And Julie's like, I don't want to get out.
So if you were back in time,
there was literally a tree like in the way. And I was like, I'm not.
I was like, move, bro, so you could see.
I was like, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this truck. And then they're going to be gone. And then I'm going to be even more pissed off that I got out of the truck.
I was like, she literally missed out on a once in a lifetime visual.
So what was it? It was just like little lights?
No, so it was
like red lights.
It was like red lights, yeah. It was like these red lights kind of in you know, a parabola, but stretched out kind of like.
Oh, like kind of like this?
Yeah, like a curve.
Like that?
No, like a curve. Right. Literally like a curve. like a curve, and it was like, I couldn't tell you how many lights, maybe like 6 or 7. Lights were like on it. They were red lights. They were like spread out evenly, and they were just like floating over. And for context, like where we live in Mexico, we live on the edge of town. So when you look out, there's nothing for field. There's just fields and fields for miles. And so there was like these lights just like floating on top in the distance. Like you could tell pretty far away. And my dad flashed like his light up at them, and they literally like floated away.
They reacted to
the light. They reacted to the light being shown at them.
Wait, was it, you said it's like a legend, or I thought you said something about how like they go in the volcano or something.
Julie knows this. This is like this legend that supposedly the volcano, Julie, can you say the name
that's
of the volcano?
That's where they get their gasoline from their
supposedly the legend says that all volcanoes.
I'm just kidding.
They don't say that. But they say it's like a space station. It's like a rest stop for aliens that the volcano, because it's the only place that humans won't go.
It's Popocatépetl.
Yeah. So they'll fly into the volcano.
Yeah.
Because it's the only place that humans won't go.
What do you think?
It sounds interesting. There's some interesting stuff about it. There's some things.
What's that from?
That's AJ. AJ Styles. Stuff. I don't think you'd understand.
People don't know.
I know that.
I feel like it would fall into kind of like La Llorona.
You think so?
Kind of.
Definitely for Puebla specifically. For Puebla specifically.
Yeah.
Because the volcanoes.
I thought you were saying like you put aliens on the same level as.
No. For Puebla, the people genuinely believe.
Oh, it's like that same.
That like there's aliens around the mountain. Like people spot them all the time.
I mean, there's the alien ship that we were talking about.
Yeah, remember we talked about that? Just a couple weeks ago?
Like with the dead alien in there.
Oh, shriveled up.
Crawling out of the.
Just somebody's fucking
corpse. Because it is interesting that it's like downhill and it goes up.
It is. We've been there, bro.
I remember seeing that energy. There's places like that on Earth that do have that. It's just, what do you call it?
Science thing?
Yeah, but there's a name for it.
The equator?
No. What do you call it when it's like an optical illusion?
It's an optical illusion.
When it's an optical illusion?
I don't know, Julie. It felt like, I know.
From what I've seen like on the science channels, it's just the position that you're standing in and the background make it look like it's going up, but you're going down.
I don't know, bro.
No.
That's what I'm seeing.
We were kids when we went. We tested that shit out.
We tested it with water. We tested
pencils, the car.
The car.
That alien stuff's interesting. Why would they go in the. I'm just, as a scientist.
It's the volcanic.
Why would they go into the.
A lot of energy, bro.
That's not that far, Adam. That's not that crazy.
No?
I feel like people could. I mean, if they're.
It's more realistic than La Llorona.
I think so. Right?
I can see that.
You don't think so?
No, I can see that.
Llorona, aliens?
Bro, La Llorona is real, bro. Come on. Let's not play around real things.
You think so?
No, it's not real.
All right, I told you. I thought I heard her.
I'm telling you.
When?
Because I sleep like, I sleep on my couch a lot. That's a fact. I don't know. But my couch is like right next to the window, and I get hot easy like you, so I leave the window open. Mm-hmm. And it was like...
Six or seven.
No, I want to say like right before 4 o'clock, when like everything's still foggy. It's still dark, but you could tell the sun is like on
about
its way,
to come up,
on its way. And I heard that like it's just echoing like a woman.
What the fuck?
I remember telling my girlfriend, and she was like, she was like, did she sound far or close? And I was like, she sounded far. And she was like, when she sounds far, that means she's really close.
I'm like, what kind of that fucking?
But I was just like, why? What's she doing in fucking Burbank, USA?
It's funny. Do you remember that time when we were younger and we were smoking in my backyard, also like 2 a.m. and we heard some women screaming?
No, but that wasn't like a Llorona scream. That was like somebody like a help me scream.
Yeah, that shit was scary though.
That was scary.
And y'all didn't go help.
We were like teenagers,
bro. It was also like 2 a.m. and it sounded like it was really far.
It was far, but it sounded like. Maybe like a mile or two away.
It sounded far, bro. Because you know the position of where our old house was? Like, and it you could kind of like hear the city?
Like a Squidward yell. You know how Squidward goes?
Yeah.
It's like that.
And Rob, we were like, all right, maybe we should go inside.
We should go inside, yeah.
That shit was scary, though.
I feel like the only scary... I'm always scared, but I think the only scary thing that's... ever happen is when you guys tell scary stories in the dark.
And then it creeps you out.
Yeah.
Did any of these creep you out?
No. Because it's daylight.
Then I'll tell you a real scary story.
You know what would scare me, though? What stuff that, like, I imagine that would scare me is running into, like, a person who's, like, a little not it's there. Like,
yeah.
Like, sure. Like if you're going hiking or camping and running into some dude who's, like, a little off.
For sure.
Like, let's say you go solo camping, you run into some dude who's, like, you know. Yeah. Remember you told me your friend?
I was literally going to say.
That's, like, my nightmare experience. I would never want to.
My homie, I won't say his name.
Let's call him Teddy.
Yeah, I'll call him Teddy. He said that he went solo camping for his first time. He was, like, obviously, like, scared about it, but he was like, you know, it'll be fine. Like, I'm sure it'll be easier than I think in my mind. And he said that he went solo camping and that he ran into this dude that I guess is, like, off-gridder, like, conspiracy theorist, like, totally out of his fucking, like, mind, was telling him that he's, like, hiding from the government and, like, that nobody needs, like, basically should have seen him, that he was even here, stuff. And he was like, bro, he scared the fuck out of me. He was just there and, like, basically kind of, like, subliminally threatening me, being like, nobody should know where I'm at.
Yeah. That kind of shit would actually creep me out. Like, being alone with some dude like that.
He's a big dude, at least, so. At least.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know? Like, leave me alone. Why?
For sure.
I was at peace. And I destroyed my peace.
Or like when the story about Utah, when it was just me and my girlfriend in the middle of fucking nowhere and fucking bunch of racists pull up.
And they're like, oh, you're not from around these parts, are you?
I was just trying to go home.
You're that Mexican.
That's scary.
You're one of them.
I don't know. I want to believe in ghosts. I want to like see something that's crazy.
I just think in a weird way, supposedly in the lore of ghosts, like, they get the energy and the power from, like, you believing in them. I think because inherently you and me don't believe in them. If they were real, at this point, it's too late.
I guess that's what pisses me off. I'm like, why is there, like, these fucking genie rules? Like, it's because you don't believe that I'm not going to... What? Wouldn't... Whatever.
Wouldn't you want to disprove?
Yeah. You want... I have a scary story from my dad.
All them hear it.
Because my dad said when he was growing up that... Because this was all fields, like, back in the day. Mm-hmm. Well, he lived closer to the beach, like Venice. Mm-hmm. But still, it was all,
that's
like,
crazy, though.
It was all farmland. He always says, watch La Bamba. You know, in the beginning when it's all like that? He said, that's the only movie that I ever get to write. He said... I've told you guys before, his mom's indigenous, right? Native American. And she had this uncle... this brother, his uncle. His name was Nati... I think that's what they called him. Because I think his name was Natividad. Because he was born on Christmas. So they called him Nati.
That's cool.
But they're like, he liked to drink, but he was a storyteller. He liked to tell stories. And that, so one night he had come, he was walking home. He was like drinking. And that he kind of like fell over on the side of the road and was kind of falling asleep. And this guy on a horse like rides up to him. And that he was kind of like in and out. And then, he says he remembers that he felt like he was on the horse, like that he was like drunk, but like kind of half awake, and that the horse was like, he was just, he heard the, you know, that, and then he just woke up at home. And that, so you know how there's that story about like the headless horseman?
That
they would always tell him that it was that, because the, I don't know.
That's
that.
Wild.
There's a time when he said that my dad said when he was a kid, he would hang his guitar on his wall. And that at night he would hear someone playing it. But he told his dad, right? And he said that I guess there's like this thing when there's a ghost, there's gold. So his dad took it seriously and would make him like go dig holes outside to look for gold.
That's funny.
Yeah, so there's that. Yeah.
Damn, we should have been digging in our own our old house.
I don't know if that's, I don't know, maybe. Maybe. I've never heard of that.
I feel like it probably comes from, because it's like... what is it about ghosts that they...
Unfinished business.
Attached to something?
Yeah, they're like unfinished business. So sometimes they're still... They have their money.
Doesn't Mr. Krabs say that too? Do you remember when Patrick and SpongeBob are pretending to be ghosts and he has gold on them or some shit? Remember Mr. Krabs says that? So it has to be coming from somewhere, right?
I think so.
Well, because, I don't know. I guess when people pass away, they also used to put coins on their eyes.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Imagine having to die and pay to get into heaven.
What made you think of that?
Is that where that's what the coins are?
I thought it was to keep your eyelids closed.
I think
it was also to put,
kind of creepy. If you,
I think the money was also so that you could pay your way into heaven.
You slip St. Peter a
yeah
little something in case
Yeah, in case you're like, you're not on the list.
Oh, you know? That's funny. isn't that kind of blasphemy?
I mean, that's...
How would that make you feel? If you're not on the list and you actually, they gave you coins and you slip him some money, he's like, all right.
I'd be like, damn, this is heaven? you guys run this shit like this?
I would think I was actually in hell. I'd be like, I'm actually in hell.
I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah. You know what, though? For some reason, ghost stories and stuff taking place in the past are more believable to me than them now. Even though it shouldn't be, because, like, in the past, there's, like, less explanations. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why, though.
That's interesting. Yeah, why?
I don't know. It just seems like... Because I told you, I like in movies when they say that technology is the antithesis of, like, spirituality. Mm. So the more technology there is, the more spirituality fades. So I think when there's less technology, for some reason.
The spirits roam.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But I think that's cool. I can see that. That's actually a good explanation.
Yeah.
But moving on to...
Speaking of hell.
Yeah. We have a list of topics that we're going to get into on... Because I know we went a little long in the cold open, but it was cool. Julie, set us off. What's our first topic for today?
Well, you guys were talking about something about how Trump said he's going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So
is that what he said?
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I think he's on the plane. Air Force One, I think.
Yeah.
They asked him something about, like, heaven, and he's like, I don't think I'm getting into heaven. And they're like, really? And he's like, yeah, I don't think I'm getting into heaven.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything I can do to get into heaven. And then everybody's kind of laughing, and he's like, yeah, but I'm probably going to hell.
Yeah, he says, like, he fully admits that he's going to go to hell, which to me is...
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So he's admitting...
He's, like, self-aware. Well,
I guess, I don't know, are we falling into his trap?
In what way?
Like, was that, like, a publicity stunt? Like, does he want us to talk about him? I don't know.
Doesn't that just... vindicate how I feel about him?
Well, because I guess for me, I'm like, why would he say that? Especially if his biggest supporters are, like, Catholics and Christians.
I think, I don't know. I think that, like...
Or do you think that was, like, a sympathy, like, fishing? Like, no, Jesus forgives. No.
I don't know.
I feel like... I don't know. Do you really think people would stop supporting him after that?
No.
I don't think it would really do anything.
I think it's like you said, you know how you were like, sacred things are still things. I think it's like,
I didn't say people that. Red Dead Redemption 2 said
my bad. Well, you mentioned that, right? So it's like people in power are still people, in the sense that I'm sure behind closed doors, before he got interviewed, he either just signed like an order to bomb some innocent people or rip, you know, families apart.
So you think he's having his George Bush
100%
Iraq moment?
100%. And I don't think that's like propaganda to try and make me feel bad for him. I think that's just him showing that he is, at the end of the day, a human who human mind can only take so much.
He actually does feel guilt?
Yeah, the human mind can only take so much, man. I think unless you're an actual psychopath, like super psychopath, I think then you don't really care or you don't feel it. Yeah. But to him, to at least be capable enough to actually say that, I think... He's just human. He's just, at the end of the day, these people in power are still people. At the end of the day, fucking Netanyahu is still a man who can get,
right,
who can die,
right,
who can have guilt, you right. know, but it doesn't mean that I think that they should be sympathized more.
I get you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think it's crazy because it's like, how do people who support him still support him after he says that?
Sorry. Well, I feel like that's not even the worst thing he said, though. So, I mean, right. I guess I just thought, I don't know.
You thought he'd be like self-righteous? Like, I'm saving the world?
I don't know. Does that make him worse or better?
To know that he's a terrible person?
No. Because I'm like, does that make him, this is what I'm trying to say. Does that make him more dangerous or less dangerous? Because I'm like, if you're admitting you're going to hell, does that mean like you're scarier?
I think more dangerous.
Yeah.
I want to say more dangerous because it's like, well, I already know where I'm going, so there's no point in stopping now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
I mean, because Vince McMahon, who owned WWE, he would say similar shit, and obviously, eventually, he got found out for basically running, like, a sex ring.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure... Also, Trump's for sure been on the Epstein Island. Like, he probably knows, like, it's too far now. Might as well keep going.
That's crazy, man.
I'm just like, how do people support him? He literally just said he thinks he's going to go to hell.
He thinks he's a real demon.
Especially the people who are, Christian? Especially the people who are Christian?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not that deep.
I think it is deep. Yeah. I think it's existential.
Yeah.
I think everybody thinks about, like, where they're going to go when they die. And I think for somebody who has so much power and is actively, like, being discussed in, you know, like, conversations in the world, for him to openly admit, like, damn, I'm going to go to hell. Yeah. I think it is that deep.
Yeah.
I think it is that deep. I think it says a lot if, like, then why even do shit like this? Why even support him if he thinks that?
You know? Do you guys believe in hell?
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
You don't believe in hell?
Mm-mm.
Do you believe in heaven?
No.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
A little. A little. I just don't believe in the causes of heaven and hell.
I don't know.
Julie. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in hell?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I actually, I want to hope that there is a hell for the people who are actually genuinely evil people.
That was my follow-up question. Mm. Is it more comforting for there to be a hell or for there to not to be a hell?
I think specifically for me, because there have been evil people in this world, I would like to believe that they are in hell and suffering. But I think that's also my own self being like, I feel bad for also thinking about that.
I get you. Because I also think that, like, in the concept of, like, Catholicism and Christianity, like, heaven and hell are exclusively kind of ideas from those religions. Mm. And in those religions, I feel like it's contradictory to what they teach. Or if it is, or maybe it's not, and then that would mean the reality of what heaven and hell is kind of insane.
I'm asking this genuinely, though. Like, there really isn't, like, I'm not saying heaven or hell, but, like, in other religions, there isn't, like, a bad place you go?
There's, like, different kind of concepts of it, but the word hell is specifically to, like, I think Catholic and Christian things. And so, for me, it's, like, in the Bible, right, they teach you that God is, like, all-forgiving and that if you, like... So, someone pointed this out. I saw this on a TikTok that I thought was really interesting, where it was this guy talking about how he's an atheist, but that he tries to live his life being a good person, being a good guy, caring about other people, caring about, you know, trying to be nice and stuff. And he's like, I just don't understand the logistic reality of the Bible that somebody who, let's say Netanyahu, or let's say like an evil serial killer, at the last moment, he accepts Jesus into his heart. And it's like, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I accept you. You are my king. And therefore, he is granted, because that's what it says in the Bible, he is granted access into heaven. But the guy who's an atheist, who never believed in God, who did everything right, who was super nice to everybody, when he dies, he's going to go to hell because he didn't accept Jesus as Savior.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm like, to me, the existence of hell makes no sense.
I guess when I ask, I'm not asking in a biblical way. More in like a concept way.
Like cosmic way?
Yeah.
Like, do I believe that? Like good people go to the good side and then bad people go to the bad side? Mm. I don't know. It sounds too simple for me.
I guess more like, do you think the concept of there's good souls and bad souls and the bad ones get punished? Doesn't mean they go somewhere. They could reincarnate or whatever the fuck you think. Mm. But do you think there's a cosmic judge at the end, I guess, that dictates?
I think I feel more comfortable with no, that there's not anything that punishes bad souls or anything. Mm. And I guess for me, the reason I feel that way is we talked about this once on the podcast where it feels like I like to believe that human existence and perception is like baseline minimum experience in the grand scheme of the universe, because the universe is endless. So I'm like, why would something that you do in the world like transfer so much into what you do for eternity? Mm. Like, why would you then, even if you are like the most terrible person in the whole world, do I think you deserve to be punished? Yeah. But do I think that actually happens? Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm asking in a provocative way to like just inspire conversation. Because we're a podcast, so we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. But I guess like with the whole, like if I have to say like maybe why people would get punished is like, I guess the way I think about it is like, let's say I'm a horrible person, right? Let's say I'm a shitty person and I do shitty things to the both of you, right? I guess the way I see it is it's not necessarily just the one action. It's more like the fallout. Like, let's say I do something so terrible that it traumatizes the both of you for the rest of your lives. Mm-hmm. and you guys carry that for the rest of your lives. And you guys live to like 100, right? You guys have children. You pass that trauma on to them. You guys, and all the people you interact with, your family, whatever, whatever, even if it's less, but it's still passed on because I was a shitty person to you. So I see more like that's what the issue was. Not necessarily that I did that one thing. It's more like the ripple effect. Because mm-hmm. it's kind of like the way I see it is like when you drop something into water, it's not the drop. It's all the like
waves. What happens.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you think about somebody who like has power, in this case, like Trump, because that's what inspired the conversation.
Yeah.
He affects millions and millions of people. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess that's what I think more about. It's like you. If there is something that's being punished, it's more like all that shit that traces back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll find out.
To cosmic horror?
No, not at all. But I think it goes in line. I think it's a good conversation.
No, yeah. I feel like I would like to believe that nothing really happens, though.
Yeah.
Like, the end is the end kind of thing. Because I don't know. I feel like the way I've always seen death is that, at least for the good people, right, is that they go at peace. And I think believing in that they're still alive, they're sort of like their spirits are still alive where there's this other area, to me it just sounds more exhausting.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I just want to be at peace, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like I don't want to be a ghost or whatever it is that we turn into after we die and I'm still having to be, what is it? Conscious? Mm. Conscience?
Yeah. Yeah.
Conscious, whatever. Of myself, where I'm just like, I literally just want to be at peace. Like, I don't want to worry about anything. At least that's what I would like to believe, that it is just like the end and that's it.
Yeah.
Because I was having that thought recently. Because some people have been passed away, and I was like, is it generally just that? Like, that's it? Like, their life is just like over, or are they still like around? And then not until right now when you brought it up, I was like, I feel like I would rather be at peace and like nothing, and that's it.
So you guys would rather there be nothing?
I just
asking.
Do I hope there's an afterlife a little bit? Would I be okay if there's nothing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
I'd be okay if there's nothing. It feels like peace, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's nothing, it's not like you could be around to be like...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's peaceful.
No, that's true. That's true. That's real.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Peaceful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Really good thought-provoking conversation, Brian.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Are you saving it up here, like, to think over and...
like, reflect on it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Why do you ask?
No, just asking. I was just wondering.
I think so. I think if there's something, I don't think it's Western.
Mm.
I think.
Have you seen that meme that's like when you get to China, when you get to heaven and it's all like Chinese architecture and it's like, no, it's fine. It's just, I didn't think it would be Chinese.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think it'd probably be somebody, I don't know if anybody's right. But I mean, you know how everybody comes from somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I think indigenous people have it right.
Right. Yeah. I think so. There's something they saw.
Just because I think they're the most connected and grounded.
For sure.
To everything.
Before we got fucking brain rot.
What about people who have like near-death experiences?
And like see stuff?
And see stuff, yeah. Have they ever described what they see or no?
Some people say they see. I think the general one that they say is that they just felt peace. Cause that, what's his name? Hawkeye.
Oh yeah, Jeremy Renner.
He said that when he was like, because he got run over, right?
Yeah,
by like a snowplow.
Yeah,
he died, right? For like how many minutes?
I don't know.
I think a few minutes, or as about as long as you can.
Yeah.
So they can bring you back. He said that he just felt peace in that wherever he was, he didn't want to come back to life. It was so peaceful that he was like, I like it on that side.
I've heard of stuff like that. I remember one time I watched a TED Talk when I was in high school of this woman who said she had like a brain aneurysm or something or had like a stroke and she basically died. But she said it was so bizarre because for a lot of people, obviously, they just see black. But for her, she said she remembers she was in her kitchen and then all of a sudden she just felt like as if her head was inflating. And she felt like then she could like look down and look at her literally leaving her body. Like she was fucking dying.
Like Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And she said that she it still felt like her hair, her head was like ballooning until it finally like popped. And then she said when it popped, I felt this like euphoria that like I've never been able to describe or can't even fully describe now, of just like peace and like relaxation. So I think like
that's cool.
There's something there.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
I'm sure your brain is like, all right, we're done. So
I've heard people, I don't hear it as much, but I've heard people say who have a near-death experience that they did go to hell.
I've heard some people say that. I have heard some
people say that. You know, ironically, this is not a spoiler, but I think a lot of people...
Who I think is going to go to hell?
No. But, I mean, because I hope everybody taps in, but I don't think the people who haven't seen it realize this, but a surprisingly really spiritual show is The Sopranos.
Oh, makes sense. It's like existential a little, right?
No, they talk about it like a lot.
Oh, really?
It's not a spoiler, but there's this one guy who like he says to Tony Soprano, like, I went to hell. And it's like this pretty interesting scene because like they build up to it that basically hinting that he is going to go to hell. And so he tells Tony Soprano, and Tony Soprano tells his wife, like, because she asks him, like, oh, like, what did he say? He's like, oh, he went to heaven and he saw Jesus and his dad and whatever. And then his wife goes and she's like, oh, I heard you once saw Jesus. And he's like, I didn't see Jesus. I went to hell. And it kind of stays with him throughout the show.
I think that's what's scary. I think it's scary to think if you are somebody who believes in heaven and hell and being convinced. Yeah, being convinced that you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Like being alive and being like, yeah, no, when I die, I'm going to go to hell for sure.
Especially if you see that shit.
Yeah.
If you die and you see that shit.
That would be scary.
I wonder, I'd be like, damn, can I face it? Can like, I do please? Something?
Please? Like, please?
Or is that wraps for me?
Would you, if you had a near-death experience, if either of you guys had a near-death experience and you guys genuinely saw that you guys went to hell, would you guys switch up?
Probably. I mean, why not, no?
I mean, might as well, right? Or Julie,
like, do anything to not go to hell?
Yeah, basically, like, become religious or, like, change your life up.
I don't know that I'd become religious, but I'd probably try to be
a better really person.
Yeah.
Imagine having a near-death experience and you see that you go to hell.
Damn.
That would suck.
I would be like, damn, I genuinely would be like, what did I do? Yeah. There's no way that I'm going to hell.
Right?
I'd be like, I guess. I just accept it.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's bullshit. Can I put like an appeal? Like on TikTok?
There's a term like that in the Bible, though, where it's like, it's easier to fit a camel through the eye of a needle than for the average person to get into heaven.
I thought it was for the rich man to get into
something heaven. Like that. Some shit like that.
The average person? I thought it was the rich man.
It's supposed to be like this thing about how like getting to heaven is really hard. And I've seen people like who are like priests or whatever say that that's real. Like,
so heaven has like a few thousand people.
I saw one guy say like a lot of people think like, oh, just don't be Hitler and you're good. And that he was like, no. That's not how it is.
So in the canon of the Bible,
I don't know.
Billions are in hell and only a few thousand are in heaven.
That was one thing I was always confused by. When they say that at the end, when Jesus is supposed to come back, the living and the dead will be judged. So because the way I took that is when you die, you don't go to heaven until Jesus comes back. You're like in limbo. That's how I took
it. You go to new heaven, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I thought it was like everybody stays in limbo until then.
No, it's when you die, like let's say you die right now before the rapture, right? Like,
yeah.
Let's say you're too early. You go to heaven, and then when revelations happen, when Jesus comes back, at the end, there's new earth, which is heaven on earth, which is the combination of heaven and earth in one, where the spiritual and the physical realm become one. So it's like a new heaven.
But that's not the Bible, though, no?
No, that is.
I thought you said that was like some random guy made that shit up.
No. You're thinking of the rapture specifically where it's like up and shit. But Revelations. I'm talking about Revelations. So then, the rapture.
So then in the new heaven, you come back to life?
Yeah, and the new heaven is a combination of heaven, the spiritual and the physical world will become one.
Is it that you become alive or the people that he chose die?
Oh, the people that he chooses some people to die.
I think just everyone ever, like who's ever existed, yeah. Living and dead.
Yeah.
Like, but if you were a good dude.
But they die, right?
What do you mean?
Like, because you know how he's like, they go into this new heaven?
No, I don't think you die. I don't think death. Because, okay, hear me out. And that's going to get confusing. But I think.
Our viewers are like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, because I think it goes back to how things were at the beginning of the Bible. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember at the beginning of the Bible, they say the Garden of Eden was like how it's what you're describing.
Yeah.
Because angels and shit and all that thing is there wasn't this concept of death and then people lived basically forever. That's why in the Bible, I think like people live to like 9,000 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So I think what you described goes back to like Garden of Eden or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I swear to you, that's what it, that's the canon though. That's it what is you think? The no, that's not what I think.
That's I mean, like that's what you yeah, that's
what you read. That's just what I read. Oh, yeah. In the end, heaven on earth, it will be heaven on earth and the spiritual and the physical. I keep saying it, but the spiritual and the physical realm will become one.
Heaven on earth and mercy.
Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth.
Mercy mine.
I haven't read it in a while, so I forget what happens to hell, but so I think they literally get like erased from existence. Yeah. They just explode. Yeah. I think they literally
You don't think they get redeemed?
I think some people do. I think according to what in Revelation says, it's some people do that Jesus chooses some people to go into the eternal fire.
Damn.
The eternal fire. Yeah, so don't be too bad. But you see, that's what I mean why I don't believe in hell, because I'm like, what could a physical human genuinely do to earn a spot there? And I get it. Like, I'm sure you could name examples of humans who deserve to be there. But it's like, when the world is so huge, like, talking about spirits and shit, you're telling me that, like...
Right.
Damn, like, that's, like, the end-all be-all?
Right.
I don't know.
I get you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm tripping.
So we're not in hell right now?
No, we're not in hell right now.
You know what I find... creepy is American Psycho, where some people say that he's in his own personal hell the whole time.
Oh yeah,
he's like, that's creepy.
Yeah, he's in like,
do you guys like
purgatory?
I don't know, what does he call it? John Carpenter, he says there's a left wing whore and there's a right wing whore.
What?
Yeah, but it's not political, it's just what it's called.
Oh,
where it's like where he said left wing whore is like psychological cosmic shit, the monster is in here. Right-wing horror is it's all of us and the monsters out there. So the thing would be like a right-wing horror because it's a monster versus people, you know?
Yeah.
But something like, I think Smile or like whatever the fuck, when it's in here, is left-wing horror.
Yeah, that is interesting.
What do you prefer?
If I had to like survive, probably the right wing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm like damn internal, so I'll never... internal is like Nightmare on Elm Street, like Freddy Krueger, like he's in your dreams.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
Versus like, well, Michael Myers.
Because I think that right wing horror, I think that shit's cool.
Yeah,
but I think that's like a male like fantasy thing to be in like a group of guys and being like spears and shit.
Julie, would you rather fight Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers? It's a Halloween episode. You got to answer or else.
Michael Myers, because Freddy Krueger will haunt me in my dreams.
Does anyone ever beat either of them?
Yeah.
No.
You've never seen Halloween Ends? You never seen Freddy's
Dead? Oh, yeah. He does beat... They do beat him in Halloween Ends.
Freddy's Dead? Or Freddy vs. Jason?
No, then they always come back.
But that's he never came back from Freddy vs. Jason.
Wait, Freddy's Dead? He like, for real get...
No, he comes back on Freddy vs. Jason, but then he doesn't come back
after. Yeah, because he just cuts his head, no? And then the last scene is him winking or something.
I guess with those movies, it's always supposed to be ambiguous as to whether they beat them or not, that I just assume that they don't beat them.
Well, in Halloween Ends, it definitely they beat Michael Myers. Spoiler alert, guys, but it's okay, because it's a shitty-ass movie. Don't ever watch it.
I don't think they beat him.
For which one?
Halloween Ends.
Oh.
The last Michael Myers movie.
Don't they say something about how, like, but the town became, like, infected by him or some shit like that? Because remember, I know you guys are going to be like, shut the fuck
evil
up.
Evil dies tonight.
No, but remember, Jamie Lee Curtis herself said that those movies are supposed to be, like, deep and about the pandemic and, like, Black Lives Matter.
She said it was
like
about
that.
Black Lives Matter, bro.
No, she said the second one was.
I know.
The one, Halloween Kills.
Not the second one, the, like,
Halloween Kills.
One,
Halloween Kills. She said it's about... That like the
Black
angry
Lives
mobs.
Matter.
She said that angry mob stuff is like supposed to be like a, I don't know.
Which is low-key so feel, offensive of her to say.
I feel like I remember talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah, she said that. And then I think the last one she said is more like about the pandemic or some shit. About how like we're all the monster or something like that.
But in the canon, they kill Michael Myers. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
I like the game where they have him, they give him shape jump. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, that
I'm
is
not
cool.
Not gonna lie.
That
some people didn't like it, but I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
But I guess wrapping up this topic, Trump's probably going to go to hell if there is one.
Yeah.
If there is one.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Are we going to go to hell for wishing that on him? Is that part of a rule of the Bible?
I think so, actually.
Oh, then...
You're supposed to pray for your enemies.
Then I will do.
That smells like propaganda to me, though. I think some guy, like, came in and wrote that. Pray for your enemies, right?
Pray for your enemies. Yeah. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Do you think that's true?
In a way, yeah.
Pray for your enemies?
No, not that.
I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like that goes into the whole, like, you shouldn't give your energy to negative people. Like, why would I pray for my enemies?
I guess, you know? When I think about when people say pray for your enemies, I'm like, but there's different types of enemies. You know what I mean? There's, like, Trump. Like, that's, like, the big bad, right? Mm-hmm. I don't pray for Trump. But, like, I don't know. Let's say you're beefing with, like, your friend over, like, $20. I feel like that's the kind of enemies they're talking about. Mm. Or, like, maybe you have beef with your parents. I think that's the kind of enemies
they're talking about. Let me pray for my enemies.
But I think people take it too far, and then they're like, pray for Trump.
The guy who drunk drove and killed my family. I don't
know if I should pray for that? Guy. Like, that's why, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a pastor. Yeah.
But moving on to the next. Julie, what's our next topic?
You guys are mentioning something about Theo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. I guess it'll be super short. So he was having, like, I guess a comedy show, a stand-up show. This is a little bit of older news, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it. And he mentions that he was having a rough week to some fans and that he had been trying to take his life, like, I guess in the past week. And then the video went pretty viral. And I even saw... another podcast talk about it, and they apparently know him pretty close, and they were saying that it's true that apparently he's having a really rough time with his own, with the responsibility that he has in putting Trump into office, and what the administration has done, whether it's like ripping families apart through ICE or the continuous like funding of the genocide in Palestine. People are saying that he's really, really, really having a rough time having to deal with that because he feels like it falls on his shoulders that he promoted the administration. Well, he had Trump on his podcast. And he feels personally guilty for a lot of, I guess, the rise in right-wing politics and stuff.
What do they call it?
Kind of enabling, normalizing.
Did you normalizing see even, yeah. fascism.
Even the White House used like a video of him. Yeah. Did you see that?
We talked about it.
When he tweeted about it and was like, I don't feel comfortable with the White House using me as like a tool for propaganda, basically. Yeah. And I guess I wanted to bring it up to you guys because I think we talked about him a little bit on the show whenever long ago, and
I think we were
he's canceled.
Yeah, and it was interesting. It was interesting because it's interesting because it relates kind of to the topic we're just talking about of like if you think you're a bad person, you've done bad thing, can you be redeemed?
Okay, and, so are you asking me that? I'm going to answer. Can I answer that independently of Theo Vaughn?
Of course.
All right. I think, yes, if you're a bad person, you can change and be a better person. But I think where people tend to like go wrong is they think that like if you've done bad things and okay, like you've changed, right? Now all the people you've done bad to have to forgive you. And I don't think that's true. I think if you genuinely are trying to change, you have to acknowledge that you're not entitled to anybody's forgiveness and you might not get it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people, that's when you become changed. Mm-hmm. But I think when like the stuff like we generally hear about, usually they'll be like, but I'm better. Like, why the fuck don't you forgive me? Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that's when it comes off inauthentic because it's like, well, I think you just want people to like you again.
Yeah.
You know, and like, who the fuck doesn't want people to like to be liked again, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you want to be a better person or whatever the fuck, I think you have to change in spite of the fact that people might never forgive you. And that's okay, you know?
Yeah, not real. And then what do you think of Theo Vaughn?
Of Theo Vaughn? I mean, I honestly hadn't heard about it until you mentioned it, really. I mean, I guess in passing, but I guess I thought it was like a bit or I don't know. I don't really keep up with that.
Yeah.
It came up on our page because it went viral.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like personally, it is just hard to, I guess, feel sympathy for him.
For sure.
Because of the stuff that he has promoted and how harmful it is. And it was and it still is. And I think that's why it's a little hard. Like, for sure, like, I'm still going to advocate, you know, for like mental health and like if he needs help, he should get it or like whatever he needs. And like, you know, and you said he was trying to commit suicide or something mm-hmm. like being suicidal, you know, like isn't, I guess, the answer or like somebody who is in that mental state shouldn't be in that. But I just feel like it is hard to be like help. To be like all forgiving just because of everything. Cause I'm like, it's still very harmful as to what he said. It's still being used by a whole bunch of people of the stuff that he said. Like you even said that the White House used it. Like I understand him, I guess, having his regrets. Cause he's a human, right? And now I guess he's understanding that what he did is wrong. But I feel like for myself too, and like how Brandon said, like it's just hard to, I guess, have that sympathy towards him when it
because I have the sympathy for other people.
Yeah, because it's just like it feels like people told him that what he was doing was wrong, but he never listened. Right. I've seen and that's why it's just hard to be to kind of like go back from that.
Because I've seen what I have seen is Joe Rogan do not the same on the same level where he'll be like denounce the
ICE raids. Right.
Yeah. And I've then seen all that. The top comment will usually be like, if only there were signs and it's people holding up Trump signs to say mass deportation now. Mm-hmm. So like what Julie said, it's like.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's like.
It's just hard. Like I that's why I say like personally, it's just really hard because it's like betrayal, you know, like it's like feeling like you thought that. Not to think that like Theo Vaughn or fucking Joe Rogan had my back or anything, but like it's just like still like to think that just being, you know, sympathetic or empathetic to human beings and knowing that this was wrong.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, how did you not understand that everything that was happening was wrong?
I guess I guess the way they present themselves, like Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan specifically, they present themselves like the everyman. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just a guy. Like, I'm like, well, I'm one of you. Like, you, I guess maybe you assume like you have more in common with me than with Trump, but that's not true. I think Joe Rogan, like, what did fucking Spotify give him for the podcast? Like,
it's like millions,
like 150 million just for his podcast, some shit like that, something like that. You know,
millions so, for yeah, sure. I don't I know get how much. What you mean. It's like, no, I get you, and I think also people are right to feel a little wary about it because also you never know people's ulterior motives. I mean, I know people, like I said, there's. Podcast talking about that they know him personally and that he's being genuine. Mm. But still, like, you never have a camera into somebody's mind and you don't know if somebody's being a grifter, you know?
Well, I also feel like I think as humans, like, I think we take in all the negative stuff that we receive. And I think for him, like, he's just getting a whole bunch of hate. And, like, what kind of person loves getting hate, you know? Like,
for sure.
I think at some point it really does get to you and you're like, fuck, like, nobody likes me. Like, nobody thinks that I'm a good person anymore. And I think that affects our own egos, right? Of, like, damn, people genuinely hate me and this and that. And I feel like I think that's where he is. I don't know him. I don't know him personally. But I feel like as a human, I can maybe think that, like, he's gotten to a point where he's like, damn, like, I'm getting so much hate, like, am I really a bad person? And I think that just really, like, messes with you mentally. Mm-hmm. At least that's my own, right. I guess you could say. But I don't know. I think it's just hard to, because I've had this thought before because of everything going on, right? Everybody who supports Trump and, like, thinking of, like, all the stuff that is happening with, like, ICE and how some people, like, are still in support of him. And to think that someday, you know, we'll get out of this, right? And then them being like, oh, like, I didn't know. And it's like, literally, we've all educated you. We've all tried to give you all the facts, like, all these things. And you didn't listen. And all of a sudden, like, you're like, no, like, I'm not this person and blah, blah. But it's like, but you still had that during the time when all of these things were happening, you know?
I think that's also what the issue is, too, is I think with, like, Joe Rogan and shit, where they try to play, like, the whole, I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're a grown-ass man.
But I think even just in general, the whole, like again, removed. Like, if I hurt you or whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. like, what kind of apology is that? Like, I mean, I didn't know, so.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? That's kind of like, I don't know. I think that's such a big way to dodge responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, sure, like, you could genuinely not know, but I think there's, like, a, I didn't know, therefore, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But usually it's, I didn't know, so get over it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, what you guys are saying, I think it's just hard when certain people tend to expect sympathy when they didn't offer it either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's real. I was just wondering, I guess, where you guys' thoughts were at. Because so,
yeah, I mean,
it's interesting dynamic that he, I guess, feels that way. Because I guess some people don't.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, hopefully, I guess, I don't know, he gets better.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wish anybody self-harm.
I also feel like I hope that he isn't just doing this and, like, eventually just switches up again.
Oh, I get you.
Like, I feel like I hope that he, not that I'll ever support him, but I feel like hopefully for himself, like, he
to wake up call.
Right.
But true. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I had to say about that. What's our next topic?
All right. So for the next one, it's about the journalist who interviewed an AI team.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys, well, I guess, did you guys hear about
Julie
it?
Julie showed me before the show. Julie, explain to the audience what you showed me.
So basically, this journalist interviewed an AI teen who was actually killed in the Parkland school shooting back in 2018. I think the interview happened this year in August, right. I want to say. And then the AI, though, was created by his parents. And so they created him. And the day that he got interviewed, I think, was the kid's, like, birthday. So he was going to be 25, I'm guessing, this year. And so because they had created him, they wanted somebody to interview, I guess, their AI son. And they chose this journalist to interview him. And through the interview, it's mostly just, like, talking about him. And he kind of is asking him, like, about gun violence. And yeah, it's just really weird. Like, if you guys were to watch it, I don't know, to me it sounds very robotic. And then there is a part where I thought was interesting, where the AI himself says, "I was taken too soon from this world." So
yeah.
But what did you guys think? Because I know you guys heard or saw the video before the show.
Go ahead, Brandon.
This is one of those things where I'm like, I just never thought in my imagination that was something that would be a thing. You know what I mean? I guess it's tough because it's like, it's his parents.
Yeah.
You know? And I can imagine how devastating that must be. I mean, just in general, but to your child.
100%.
I guess for me, I'm like, I'm not really trying to, like,
Dunk on them
or, like, cast aspersions their way. I think the takeaway is, like, I think it's devastating that this is, like, the level people feel they have to go to get change for, like, gun control.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it would be really obvious. Like, because you know how everybody's always, that's the one, like, people always be preaching about, like, not the kids, protect the kids. But when it comes to gun control, it's like,
for sure,
gives a shit. You would think it would be an automatic, like, all right, let's fix it. Let's do something. Let's have a conversation or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So I think it's just unfortunate and sad that this is what people have to resort to, I guess. I don't know. Is that appropriate?
No, I get what you mean, because same thing, like, I don't, as weird as I think it is, because it is weird, I don't mean to insult the parents, because I think grief will have you doing some weird shit.
Yeah.
I think regardless, and I think we live in the modern 2025 era where all these resources are at your availability. You know, you could use AI to make anything.
Yeah.
And so I know this is the tragic underlying story of this, because I mean, from the story you gave me, people are more having backlash for, how could you do this to your kid, make an AI generated version of them after they died in a school shooting. The other one of, like, no, this is, I guess, like, healing. I think the underlying story is that this is just simply a family grieving in a very sad way, where it's like, it's not their son. At the end of the day, it's not their son.
Yeah.
It's an AI. Yeah. And it's them, I guess, finding some type of closure.
I guess the way, what I was trying to put it is, like, I wish there was, like, a, because I think there is a solution, right? I think it's very obvious that there is a solution to gun violence. It's gun control, more gun laws, taking that more seriously. But I don't know. I guess it's just like seeing that, I'm like, damn, I really wish they would get that solution. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like at this point, like, what are we doing, you know?
Do you guys think it's healthy to have an AI version of your past, like, of your loves that passed away? Because a lot of people do it, like, on the subject of, like, just creating an AI-generated version of somebody. A lot of people do AI-generated videos of people that have passed away. Mm. I mean, and I'm sure you've seen them where it's like, oh, I hug my little kid self hugs my mom. I never got to know my mom or something like that. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. Well, people have been doing that a lot with AI
recently. Like, is that healthy?
Well, because I don't know if you guys ever saw that trend where it's the Polaroid.
Yeah.
And people are doing that where, like, they're hugging either their young self or they're hugging, like, a relative who, like, passed away.
Or celebrity, like, Mike Miller or something.
I just thought it was really interesting that, I guess, the family made it. And, of course, it's because, you know, they lost their son and they're grieving. But I guess I just found it very interesting that it's just a thing that people are starting to kind of do. Or, like, use AI for. They also said that they were gonna give him like a whole like social media, like he's gonna have a social media page.
Yeah,
like the AI itself is gonna have a social media page. And I guess it's just like sad in itself to kind of see that that's what they kind of have to do.
Because you know? Like I think about it like mentally, like is that healthy? Because I think that there's a lot of growth in letting go. And, like, accepting reality, you know? And like I said, like, I'm not trying to shit on the parents or anything. Like, I don't think they're bad parents. Yeah. I think grief will have you doing weird shit.
Yeah. Well, because I do get that the main story here is that, you know, protecting kids and, you know, about, like, gun violence and stuff, which is what they sort of try to make the segment about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's the important part to kind of prevent all of this from happening.
Yeah.
It's just, like, an interesting way of, like, how things are starting to be now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I can't put it any other way, and I'm not trying to be insensitive or hurt anybody's feelings. It's just, that's just how it feels. That we've never encountered something like this.
Yeah.
I think it's just more interesting because of the fact that they interviewed him. Because, like, how I said, like, the whole Polaroid thing, like, that, like, I'm not saying that was, like, disrespectful to anybody or, like, disrespectful to the dead. I think that was very, what would be the word? Like, people just wanted to feel that connection again. But this was just more interesting because of the fact of, like, they interviewed him and they were asking him questions, like, if he was kind of there.
Like, giving his opinion when...
And then they said they're going to give him, like, a page. Like, they're making him, like as if he were kind of still alive.
Yeah.
But for sure, I think overall it's, you know, like, how they talked about, like, being more vocal about, like, gun violence and stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What else it was just to say, interesting. Honestly. No, yeah. It is interesting. It's just, yeah.
I just think the whole notion of, like, the interview that you keep pointing out, I think that's what I really, like, want to emphasize, too, is that, like, they're asking this AI-generated person's opinion, like, as they're cosplaying as somebody who was alive. Yeah. It's like, how are you going to ask for the opinion of somebody that isn't around?
Right.
I don't know. And I mean, I get it. I get it that death is hard and it's hard to cope.
Right.
But it just feels like it has to be unhealthy. There has to be, like, something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that is something that is going to benefit you in the long run.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy, man.
But that was pretty much all we had for this week, right?
In terms of topics, yeah.
Yeah?
Should we close off something else?
Do you have a spooky topic? A Halloween
topic? Do I have a spooky topic?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's your guys' favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Okay.
Damn. Valid. I was just thinking about that this whole entire time.
It's even the Halloween colors, man.
What's your guys' dream Halloween costume?
Dream Halloween
costume? Ooh, maybe like a xenomorph, but like all fucking like detailed and shit.
Maybe either like... Oh, that's a good question.
Right? Julie?
Damn, I don't even know.
A dune worm? But it's
a
like...
A dune worm?
Yeah, but it's like... Or the thing... But it's like the
you don't know what the thing looks like.
Or the substance.
I guess he would be like the dog.
Yeah, it'd be like the one where he's like half transforming. Where he's like half transforming.
You would be the dog?
The like a furry?
No, the like you said.
No, like from the thing when like the thing comes out of him or whatever.
No, oh yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh man.
Or a Power Ranger suit. Power Ranger? The Superman suit.
Maybe if like I'm telling you, like somebody really like did the makeup right, maybe like Perfect Cell.
Perfect Cell? But so like the makeup has to be right?
It has to look like great. Not some like some boof. Like Perfect Cell.
When it looks like people clearly just have like fucking like just look like they have an ashy face. Have
the actual thing. Have you seen there's this one guy who I've seen who he has the helmet and everything and it looks really good.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Julie?
Damn, I don't know. Who should I be?
Dream, like if you could have any costume in the whole world.
Dream?
Who's I know Dream? Easily some people would say like the Iron Man costume because of the Nothing, Julie? You don't dream of being something else for a day?
No. I'll be Venom.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like you would have the Venom suit?
That's funny. That's fucking funny.
What
That's
about cool. you?
I said already.
Really, the thing?
Yeah, I'd be a xenomorph.
Oh, a xenomorph.
Yeah, like the whole costume. Yeah, the whole like.
I've seen people budget say costume. That. People like celebrities who do that, like it doesn't count as like a good costume because they're basically cheating. Like they have like makeup artists and everything. What do you think?
Dang. Lame, bro. Right? If I had money, I'd fucking get all that shit. I get if, the authentic
if
costume.
If you had like a whole bunch of money, would you level up all your friends like for your Halloween? Yeah, parties?
I'd be like, oh, you want to be Thanos? I'm gonna get you like an actual like $500,000 costume.
Oh my god!
Like no, they're gonna be on stilts, and it's gonna be like
we generally should take pictures of our costumes now and see how much they develop.
True.
That would be Perfect Cell. Or I'd try to get the. Have you seen in Jurassic Park where they have the raptor suits?
Oh, yeah. See if I get one. That'd be cool. You come just in like right in a raptor.
Because it talks.
Would you be in character the whole night?
Yeah. I'd have the noises and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much all we had for this week's episode. I hope everybody has a super cool happy Halloween. This episode releases, I think, the day before Halloween. So it's going to be Halloween tonight. I hope you guys are all super safe. I hope you guys get a bunch of...
We still have a week. This is
the 30th.
I think on the 30th, right? So so it would mean that the night would be 31st, right?
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It'd be Halloween. Yeah,
in movies, I have a question.
What's that?
When they say, like, it's Halloween night, do they mean it's the 30th and at midnight they...
No, they mean 31st, bro.
But then it's the November 1st.
Yeah, but that's the spooky part. It's because it's like, whoa. It's like the times are changing, you know? Some bullshit like that.
You know, just like a side note, I hate it in movies when they say Santa Claus would leave at midnight. Because where he would leave on technically Christmas Day. So instead of Christmas Eve, he leaves at midnight.
What the fuck?
Because I'm like, he doesn't have fucking enough time to
deliver all the presents.
Why the fuck would he wait?
He's magical.
Why would he wait till midnight?
That's crazy, guys. It's really like the special months of the year, you know.
Holiday season. Yeah.
Everybody's into the Halloween kicks it off, then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas.
Bro, Christmas is already Halloween. In stores.
Yeah, it is.
My birthday, Thanksgiving,
Christmas. Like all the holidays all are the coming holidays up.
What do you mean? It's your birthday.
No, it's my birthday. Then it's your birthday. Then it's Thanksgiving. Then it's Black Friday.
It's Halloween, Steve's birthday, Brandon, Thanksgiving.
Black Friday?
Black That's Friday.
Did you ever wake up early?
My birthday. And then
Christmas.
And then Christmas. New Year's.
And then New Year's.
I love Christmas, bro.
Yeah, you're excited?
Christmas. Wait, it's but I heard Black Friday isn't even worth it anymore. Like
it's not. It used to be though. It used to be so good. I wish I was an adult with money.
I wish you were this age in what year, Black Friday?
2005.
2004.
Like when it was like peak, people beating the shit out of each other.
What would you get? What was around?
Fucking like an Xbox or some shit. Or a TV.
When did the 360 come out?
Shit, I don't even know. Probably like 2008.
I have one. I don't know when it came out.
Probably like 2008, bro.
You'd get like a Nintendo DS?
I'd get some tech. I get some nice clothes.
But I feel like, I don't know. But you bring it back to now, I feel like.
Yeah, fuck it. Get some nice clothes.
You get a 360.
Get that 2005 fit. Get them long, loose jeans.
I'd probably just get clothes.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't get technology because then I'd come back and it wouldn't mean shit.
It would.
Unless I resell it.
Vintage? Yeah. True, there's some.
I can still remember the feeling of Black Friday.
Right? I used to like Black Friday.
No, yeah, I remember. You would always say that. I remember even in high school, you went to the mall.
My family was super into it. We would wake up early, like at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I still remember seeing people camping outside Best Buy on Black Friday and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. We'd be there,
maybe,
bro.
No, maybe a TV. Some shit like that.
I have, like, such a core memory. I mean, maybe we should talk about this when it's Halloween season, actually, guys. Never mind. I don't want to talk about Black Friday right now.
Finish your thought.
I was going to say, I have, like, this core memory, this really cool memory of us, like, waiting, I think, at the Sony store. And we were in line, and I remember me being hungry and my brother being like, let's go get some food, and passing by this Pink's that was like there. And yeah, and seeing like a bunch of people with hot dogs. Like, I guess they were open like super early in the morning and everybody was like cold and like had like their hot dogs, which was like steaming. 10 out of 10 memory.
In the morning?
Yeah, bro. They took that shit serious. Fuck around with Black Friday.
Wait.
Pink's was open like 24/7.
So you went for the Pink steals?
No. We were at the Sony line.
Just there. No, we were in line, and then they got hungry.
I got hungry.
And there was a Sony store.
There's a Sony store that we're waiting in line.
I've never seen a Sony store.
I guess they don't exist anymore?
I guess they don't exist anymore.
Like Radio Shack, it's gone?
Yeah, it's probably like some shit like that.
Where's there a Pink's around here?
It's like far. I don't know. I was like a little kid.
I don't remember, but I remember we used to drive far.
We used to drive far, bro.
Yeah. I remember we used to drive
to
far.
To like Citadel?
I don't know. Dude, we were kids, but we would drive far.
It looked, because sometimes I'll go to the Citadel and it'll look familiar.
Yeah, it will.
But I don't think it is the Citadel. No. I just don't know. But I just remember driving far.
I remember driving far.
I remember the drive was far there and back.
Because, yeah, I was going to say, when we would leave, I remember it was daylight now, and the drive back, I would fall asleep, and I wake up, and we're still on the road.
Yeah.
Man, really? We'd go far. I'm saying my family took that shit serious.
But that time, we got, like, 5 flat-screen TVs, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, because the deals used to be crazy
like that. We got a shit ton of flat-screen TVs.
So you guys would go for, like, TVs and stuff? You just go and upgrade all your shit?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I never went to that shit.
I always get disappointed every year when I ask them, like, are you guys going to do Black Friday? And they're all like, nah. I'm like, we used to do that as a family.
Oh, that was more of the season?
It used to be our family thing.
This whole time, I thought you went for, like, Pink's the deal.
No.
Was it really that crazy?
Like, I distinctly remember the neon pink of the Pink's and, like, people with their hot dogs and shit.
You know, that's something that I never really, like, related to, which is, like, when people, there was, like, insane deals for, like cheap food. Like, do you know how you get a free Slurpee on 7-Eleven?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do it. I think it's like a nickel now. But I remember being like, who gives a shit? It's like a dollar anyways, and they kind of suck. So what would
I guess for some people who we're fucking with.
I think 7-Eleven does different ones. So on 7-Eleven, you get a free Slurpee, and then they have another promo where you can bring whatever cup you want, and you fill it up with whatever you want.
I guess. No, am I a Scrooge?
You have no fun, bro.
I'm a Black Friday Scrooge.
No, Black Friday? I know. Black Friday Scrooge. You don't fuck with Black Friday? That's crazy.
Or any type of fun?
Black Friday was just not materialistic.
Black Friday is cool.
What do you mean?
I'm not material. I'm happy. Everything that brings me happiness is already inside me.
Mm. Black Friday is cool. Why are you so obsessed with Black Friday? Because Black Friday is cool.
That one guy who's trying to make a sound on TikTok. That's who you are. I remember you would go to Black Friday a lot.
It was cool. I liked it. It's nostalgic for me. My parents would take me a lot as a kid. I never went. Our parents would take us
every year. That was peak 2000s.
Definitely, there was a time where it was peak deals. Like, I mean, people were dying.
That's why I look at when I see videos of people fighting.
You get nostalgic?
I get warm inside.
I know, real.
No, yeah. No, when you see, like, those old videos of people, like, fighting. Throwing down. I'm like, damn. The good old days.
The good old days. Reminds me of my childhood. Bro, because you would see people go crazy.
So
for you guys, that was peak like 2000s, like core
for sure.
Like,
it's like those aesthetic videos.
What would you say was the golden era of Black Friday?
Like, I don't even know,
because we're say mid 2000s. We're obviously PG right now.
Yeah,
right?
I want to say mid 2000s.
What was your favorite era? What was the attitude? Ruthless aggression?
How to Train Your Dragon, the first one came out. That was like
peak, really
because I remember. To show off the TVs, they'd play How to Train Your Dragon, the first one, on constant. And I remember it looked so HD. I remember being like, whoa.
Did How to Train Your Dragon come out that long ago? When did that come out?
I don't know. You said peak. No, I know, not the beginning.
But I feel like that the first one just keeps showing me the reboot. God damn it. Because I saw fucking Kung Fu Panda is about to be 20 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so. Kung Fu Panda? Oh, 2014. Damn, that's 10, 11 years ago.
I guess it feels, yeah.
So when did it end?
It's more than a decade.
When did you say it ended?
Probably like 2016.
So basically Obama.
Yeah. Obama's when Trump became president, basically.
So from 2008 to 2016.
No, that's accurate, actually. Because when Trump became president, basically the deal
stopped. So from 2008 to 2016, Black Friday was crazy.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like?
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? I will say, I love Thanksgiving, bro. Thanksgiving. I just love the food, bro.
True.
Food.
It's cozy.
Underrated.
Underrated, for I love sure. The food.
But I guess I'm like, biased because I don't have to cook it. So I guess if you have to cook it.
I'm going to try and cook this year, actually.
What are you gonna, I remember you said you had famous fried chicken, man. I haven't
tried it yet. Oh, I did do it that one time. Was I'll probably never do it again.
During COVID?
Yeah, when he made fried chicken.
For Thanksgiving?
When he was on his like cooking thing?
I was on my cooking thing.
I don't remember.
This year I'm thinking about making.
He did wings too, I think.
Yeah,
you did wings?
Yeah. I made wings. Mm-hmm.
He did wings and then pretty good. He did fried chicken.
Did you try them?
I think so.
Was it good?
I don't remember.
They were pretty good.
What else did you make?
That was I would make steak. I would make steak.
Are you going to try to do fried chicken this year for Thanksgiving?
No. Like I said, I'm going to try to this year do mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why mac and cheese?
Because nobody ever makes mac and cheese at our Thanksgiving.
At your Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And you've always wanted it?
And I've always wanted it.
Is there a recipe you've already got like picked out? Or are you just going to do the craft shit?
No, I'm a fucking figure that shit out.
Breadcrumbs.
I'll be like that meme of that guy who's standing with his hands on his hips and his feet are pointed out and he's looking at all those wires.
Do you know for what I'm mac and cheese?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like,
I'm going to try and figure this shit out.
I thought you said you always wanted to make beef Wellington.
Beef what?
What?
You said what that, no? That, that you always that? Wanted beef Wellington?
That's
the one where it's like it's
I've always steak. Wanted to try it, but I don't to make it is hard, bro.
I thought you told me one time that you were like that the end goal was for you to
for sure probably during the COVID Wellington. During the COVID there's no way I'm gonna be able to make that shit.
You should try
that
it.
Shit's so complicated.
How about this before 30 you make a beef Wellington.
That's like okay
four,
I'll,
that's
I'll,
like
4 years. Okay, I'll try that. I'll look into it tonight, literally as soon as this podcast ends.
Make a beef Wellington?
I'm like, guys, come through.
What makes you want to try it? This is like supposed to be
it looks fire. Good. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. They say that like a lot of people, it's like their favorite dishes who are like high beef class. Wellington? Like, yeah, but it's really hard to make.
Is it like British food though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's Italian.
Is it Italian?
I think so.
Doesn't sound Italian.
I think so. Or probably French. French people have some good food. They've created steak frites.
I think you could do it. Wait, they created what?
I think they made steak frites.
What's that?
Steak and fries.
Oh, that's what they call it over there?
Steak frites.
This is what?
Yeah.
You were Googling beef Wellington the whole time? Yeah, he said. I remember one time he was talking to me.
I heard it's bomb,
I
bro.
Remember one time in the so pandemic, he was talking to me for like an hour about it.
It's like a steak in a bread, but it has also prosciutto, I think, like wrapped.
You mean prosciutto?
Prosciutto, I think wrapped.
Prosciutto?
I think wrapped. And then I think it has like some other, like either caviar or some shit in
so
it.
So you've been...
it says right here. It's a classic dish of beef tenderloins and then wrapped in a layer of mushroom prosciutto?
Prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
And bread, right?
And
you see how complicated that shit sounds?
I think you could do it.
I guess we'll see. I'm going to try making mac and cheese this year, though.
Maybe for your dirty 30.
If I don't, who will?
Would you do it for your dirty 30?
I mean, fuck it. Might as well. Dude, I heard it's really hard to make. I heard it's really hard.
4 years.
I guess I do have 4 years.
4 years to do it.
I have 4 years. The mac and cheese, though, that's coming. I'll update everybody. I'll bring
on the mac and cheese.
We'll have a potluck live on the podcast.
There's only three of us.
Well, you guys better bring some shit. I'm bringing mac and cheese.
I'll bring the napkins.
It's like, I'll
no,
bring the
you
drinks.
Have to bring something. Bring you have spoons. To cook something.
What?
I'll make cake pops.
You're going to make cake pops?
Yeah. You have to make something, Brandon. Come on.
What? Like what? I can't cook. I'm not a good cook.
Make an apple pie.
An apple pie?
Damn. No, I'm already bringing dessert.
She's bringing dessert.
Oh.
I'm not bringing no main course, bro. I'm not doing no main
bring
course.
Okay, bring him.
Bring some curated ham.
Ham?
Well, he has mac and cheese. We need a meat.
I'll go to Popeye's and I'll get a
turkey,
full one.
The fried chicken.
I can get a rotisserie from Ralph's.
Man, fuck you. End this podcast right now. Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, leave it in the comments what I should bring.
Yeah, we should
beef Wellington.
Man, fuck you. I'm not making
bring beef Wellington.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. We were a little silly today. Damn, what are my shout outs? I got a lot of notes, man. damn, where are you guys?
Have you guys ever seen that tweet that's like when you scour into your notes to look for like something that you had saved and not nah, never mind, actually I can't say
nah, nah, wait, wait.
It's like you pass by the
oh my god, I'll bleep it out.
For sure, bleep it out.
Okay. Shout out to Yoel, Eli Quintero, Stephen Carbajal, Altadino Rebuild, and Diana Lauren. Maybe you guys could do your own potluck.
No, we're doing the potluck now.
Okay.
You have to make something.
Wait, when is that shit?
That's still like more it's than a month away.
It's always on Thursday, bro.
It's always on Thursday.
We always film away. On Thursday, too.
I know. We have to.
I forgot we do always film on fucking
we Thursday. Have to do a potluck.
Damn, it's on the 27th.
We'll invite every guest we've ever had.
I'm going to make Rice Krispie treats.
Ooh. That'd be cool.
I could do that. What? What's so funny?
So we're having mac and cheese, Rice Krispie treats, and cake pops.
I could live off that.
Ew, that sounds so nasty.
Will you save it for later?
I guess that's. We'll have mac and cheese.
And then later you have a cake pop for a light snack.
Mm-hmm.
And
then hold us accountable, guys. If we don't have a potluck this year. I don't know. Put hate comments. Everywhere.
If we don't have a potluck this year, I'm gonna need 10 more people to join.
All right.
Well, thank you for everybody who watched.
Maybe we'll film our baking on the Patreon.
So you gotta subscribe to see the potluck.
Yeah, we need like 15 more. thank you to everybody who watched. Really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We had a really great time. Stay safe out there. Happy Halloween if you're watching. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
See ya.